Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, February the 14th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the contents of today's show. And I'm going to start out with the title, Maintaining Confidence, which is all about what they are trying to manipulate you to do. The biggest denial campaign is aimed at masking the fragility of the global economy. And when they say that everything is going swimmingly, it's to keep you borrowing and buying and speculating. So we have a little story about that, which I thought would be interesting for you to consider. Then I shall talk about Bernie Sanders' blindsiding, yet again, happened 4 years ago, happening again right now. They just don't want this guy. There's no question. The bigwigs at the DNC don't want him, and they'll do what it takes to get rid of him. You know, Sanders has already been robbed by extremely shady establishment dealings in the very first electoral contest of this race, even earlier than last time. So we'll talk about that for a few minutes. Then I maintain that, and have done for a while, that we are already in a depression. It's the title piece, The Great Affordability Crisis. You know, the slowdown in productivity growth and the shrinking of the middle class and the spiraling cost of living have all become a central facet of American economic life. And I'll talk about that. It's a long piece, but it's worth the in-depth attention that I give it. Then we have to talk again. We call it Deaths of Despair. It's actually suicide. I've talked about it quite frequently on the show before. As of at the moment, more Americans die every 2 weeks from drugs and alcohol and suicide than died in 18 years of war in Afghanistan and Iraq. And this is just 2 weeks. So it's a social Great Depression, and we need to see it as such. Then comes the bad news Boeing segment, longer than usual. I'm going to give more of an in-depth look at some of the problems which may have led to the recent disasters. It's quite interesting and not much talked about, so I think you'll enjoy it. Then a little bit more in detail about the 20-year downward slide, which Trump says he's put an end to when he took charge in January 2017. But going by the numbers, we find little improvement. Just the opposite, actually. They show just what I guessed. The decline is picking up speed. Then we finish the show with an anecdote about someone who used to live in Oregon but has now moved to Scotland. Some interesting comparisons. She's American, and she had a nasty experience living in Oregon before she left. So I thought that would be interesting. For those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you independently on demand 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just please send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So do feel free, select any of the 3 shows in my Podbean page from the archives. But if you don't have a preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows, because I do talk a lot about everyday affairs, and they will be fresh in your mind, so you'll get a better impression of how I deal with them. So let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email, which is blazoned across the top of the Podbean page, my Podbean page, if you don't get a chance to write it down. But anyway, here it is. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, my name and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook gives you some comments which are a little too short for the show, the main show itself, but things I think you should know about. And my Twitter page, the one-liners, the funnies, the off-the-cuff information which comes to you within the confines of what Twitter will allow. So, my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now, that's all one word, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. All lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's Richard Martin, RM, RM Wake Up Call. Okay? All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the weekend, so have a great one. This is Richard Martin from the Wake Up Call. See you again on Monday. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.